love, and blessings. We're going to do a brief meditation to help you sit with someone else's pain. If you are wrestling with your own pain or struggles, I recommend doing my other meditation on Mary, called Rising to the Occasion. This one is to find wisdom when you are faced with holding someone else's pain. For this meditation, it can be any kind of struggle that they face, any level of intensity. There is such a lot of pain on the earth, and your solidarity isn't just for life and death situations, but for any circumstance that needs compassion. Please note that this is not a meditation on how to fix the other person or their situation. This is for us to practice being in solidarity with someone who is suffering without trying to fix them. If at any time this meditation gets overwhelming, please stop the audio and do something physical, like taking a brief walk, doing a quick chore, or going up and down a flight of stairs. Find a comfortable, balanced position to sit, hands at rest, and take a nice, deep breath, letting it out slower than it came in. And again, and make this one the deepest breath you've taken all day. Now continue to let your breath just happen naturally, and I want you to notice your feet. You can move or stretch them if you want. Feel the weight of your body in the chair. Notice the security of how gravity anchors you to this sacred earth through your chair. And now bring your attention back to your breath. You don't have to control your breath, just notice it. And focusing on your breath, hear these words from the Gospel of St. John. Jesus, bearing his cross, went out to a place called Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. And standing by the cross of Jesus was his mother, Mary. When someone we love is struggling, or even a stranger we hear about on the news, it can be very painful for us. The urge to do something, to correct, to fix, can be overwhelming. And sometimes there are things that can be done to help a situation. But other times there are not. Sometimes life just plain hurts for someone I love, and there's nothing I can do to stop the pain or the grief. When Mary saw her son crucified, there was nothing she could do to stop it. She had no authority, no influence that could end the worst horror a parent could endure. She could not even reach up and stroke her son's face. But the one thing Mary could do, she did. She stayed with her son, in the face of his pain, without trying to fix it. She remained present. She stayed. She witnessed. She saw. So take another deep breath and again feel your feet. And bring to mind a person you know who is struggling. Imagine them sitting, either next to you, looking out together at some beautiful view, or facing you in another chair, your knees not quite touching. Use whichever position sounds more like how you do it in real life. And however you're sitting, imagine this beautiful person holding their pain in their outstretched hands in front of both of you as if it were an object. Don't help them yet. Just let them hold their pain. Right now, your job is to witness, to see. What does the image of their pain look like as they hold it? Does it have a specific shape or color? Is it fixed or in motion? What people or situations are entwined in their pain? So take another deep breath and again feel your feet. As they continue to hold their pain in front of you both, ask them what feelings they are experiencing and let them list as many as necessary without interrupting. And please do not imagine yourself taking their pain away from them. That's not how life works. But at this time, you may ask your person if they'd like you to hold their pain with them. If they say no, continue to sit with them as you were and just witness the pain they hold in their outstretched hands. If they say yes, imagine yourself reaching out and holding the image of their pain together with them. And now, I invite you to offer your person this blessing. May the God of mercy and compassion continue to be with you in your struggle. May Jesus Christ, the giver of light, illumine your difficult path. May you feel the wisdom and strength of the Holy Spirit. May you discover the kingdom of God within you. May you feel the comfort of the Holy Lady who stood at the foot of the cross, now standing with you in your struggle. And may you know that I am with you in solidarity and friendship. Amen.